right, talking about the land now, this adjective, a farmer might say that he expects to get a big crop because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay, another word for that? Begins with the letter F.
Fertile.
Sure, okay. Do you have a name for very rich, low-lying land that's very productive?
Well, we call it the river bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what's made it rich is all the water that's brought the soil off of other pieces of property down to the lowlands. Mm-hmm. River bottoms is what we call it.
Got a good bit of that around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you have a name that, for land that's not good for much of anything because water stands on it all the time and you got trees and bushes growing out of it?
Swamps. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have much of that around here.
Would you ever use the word marsh to describe
mm-hmm.
a piece of land?
Grassy, lowland, yes.
And you would call it a...
marshy land.
But it would be different from a swamp?
Yes, I think so. Marshy would be grass and swamp. It's a whole lot of water, wouldn't it?
Sure, okay. What about low-lying grassland?
Well, that would be called a marsh.
A marsh. Okay. What if it didn't have any moisture on it at all? It was just grassy?
Well, we just call it scrap land, I guess.
Okay. Do people around here ever use the word meadow?
Yes, right. Sometimes.
What would that suggest?
Well, that's pasture, usually.
Pasture. It might be called a
meadow.
Okay. All right. What about the different types of soil around here, just depending on whether it's good or bad, whether it has sand on it? What types of soil do you find?
Well, we have a sandy soil here, and we have a clay soil.
You ever hear the word gumbo
mm-mm.
or soil
mm-mm.
or buckshot land?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right, say if a man has a piece of land with some water on it and he wants to put it to cultivation, you would say he was doing what to it to get the water off?